As World War I approached, the war would be fought with a mixture of horses, mules, and motorized vehicles. The same mix was taking place on the farm. Though horses would still be a part of many farms through the 1950s, in 1913, some farmers were experimenting with traction engines, or tractors. Two men from Norfolk, Nebraska, were on the cutting edge of this technology. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.
Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
In the big city, you're just a number. But here in Bassett, they know your name.
In a small town, everyone weeps when you weep and celebrates when you celebrate. Everyone knows you and you know everyone.
Growing up in the big city, I never saw myself living in a small town. But now that I'm here in Bassett, I can't see myself anywhere else.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by the Bassett Family Clinic.
Four years after the first settlers started Norfolk, Nebraska, the Kenny Pioneer family began a farm not far away in Stanton County. Their son, Albert T. Kenny, was a small boy at that time. He probably grew up traveling back and forth to Norfolk when the family traded. Kenny learned well the craft of farming and maintained the family homestead well into the 20th century. He'd been taught the subtleties of farming with a team and at the same time developed an interest in motorized vehicles. Steam power had been around for over a century and was conquering the West, and with fascination, Albert probably visualized the possibilities for steam on the farm. At about the time of his birth, the internal combustion engine was invented, and by the end of the century, it was being used in little runabout buggies. Albert Kenny started a machine shop in Norfolk, and it was probably natural that he began to repair the few horseless carriages there. In 1905, Kenny's future partner, Alva J. Colwell, came to Norfolk with the railroad. He worked as a construction engineer and was a part-time inventor. He used a small outbuilding to work on his inventions. It was there that Colwell probably experimented with an idea for a tractor. His need for parts probably took him to Kenny's machine shop. The two inventors must have struck it off right away because by 1913, together, they owned the Kenny Colwell Company. Their ad said they were general machinists who make a specialty of overhauling and rebuilding gasoline engines and other machinery. In their spare time, they also built Colwell's invention, the square-turn traction engine. To picture this farm implement, think of the modern-day tractor. Then move the large rear tires to the front and put a single smaller wheel in the rear. The driver sat over the rear wheel and the motor was between the two large front wheels. This tractor didn't pull its implements. Think of the blade on a road grader, and that's where the square turn tractor carried its attachable plow, which could be raised and lowered. But what startled farmers when they watched it during exhibitions was its agility on the field. To understand how revolutionary Colwell's traction engine was, you must understand that at the end of a farm field, you must allow room for horses or a tractor to turn. That meant re-plowing near the fence. The square-turn tractor turned by breaking one or the other of the front wheels, which allowed it to make a square turn. With the plow behind the front wheels, the furrows went right up to the fence, eliminating the need to re-plow, which saved hours of labor. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Visit my website at www.javtv.com. There you'll find last week's radio program to listen to in case you missed a segment. Also, we have videos of many communities in the Heartland. You can learn of their histories and their present-day business opportunities. Tomorrow, we'll continue the story of Norfolk, Nebraska's square-turn tractor. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.